Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A relatively new technology helps the body's natural healing process while providing support and stability to muscles and joints. What is it? Let's go in depth with Kara Gronenboom, occupational therapist at the Pella Regional Health Center. So, Kara, you wanted to talk with me about kinesiotape, and I just nodded and said, okay, let's talk about it. But I had no idea what kinesiotape is. Can you tell us?
Yep. So kinesiotape was actually, we'll start kind of at the beginning. Kinesiotape was founded by a chiropractor in 1979. And so then he studied the ways you can use it. So it's strictly a piece of tape. There's no medication on it, nothing like that. And it's all based on how you apply it to the body. And you have to know, what are you applying it for? Is it because you have swelling? Is it because you have pain? Do you need joint stabilization? So you really have to know what this simple piece of tape, what you want to use it for. So Dr. Kazi, there's over 1,200 different ways that you can tape. I have fat books of origin and insertion, where the body's at, of how to properly tape. So he started in Japan, so in 1984, and then it started in the Olympics in 88, and then it came over to the United States about 1997 is when you started seeing it here. About the last Summer Olympics, swimming had it, with divers had it, volleyball players, just due to stabilization of their shoulders or their wrists when they're doing their athletic events. But it's not just for athletes. The geriatric population can use it if they have a bum knee and it's swollen and they have a lot of pain, or your pediatrics can use it because they need posture control, so you can tape on their back. But you really, like I said earlier, you really have to know how to tape, because you don't want to injure the person if you do it.
You could injure the person by taping them wrong?
Yes, like they can have increased pain if you don't know how to properly tape them.
Okay, and as an occupational therapist, you might be using it, let's say that I'm working on at a particular machine doing the same repetitive motion all day. You could help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you have pain in your elbow from working whatever you do, you can tape for pain or swelling, because I'm also a lymphedema therapist. So there's about 30% of swelling you don't see in your body. So you can tape for swelling, because the swelling could be causing your pain as well. So you could do that. Back pain, if you sit at the desk all day and you're a receptionist or whatever, you might have, your shoulders might hurt because you're humped forward. And so there's a taping technique that you can use to bring your shoulders back to relieve some of that pain and tension in your back.
Okay, and you said the origin and insertion of a muscle. And so the origin is where, like a place on a bone where the muscle starts and that goes to the next bone, and that's the insertion, and then the muscle contracts and your arm moves.
Correct.
And so
Or your leg.
And so you put that along the long muscle or what?
Yep, wherever your origin insertion is. So you really have to know your kinesiology back in school on how to properly do things. And it's all about the tension too. So how much percentage do you apply with the tape? So you can apply no tension to about 15%, which will help with swelling. But then you have up to 50% will help with your pain. And then you have like from 50 to 100 could be stabilization. So you really have to think about what is it that you want to achieve on why you want to apply this tape.
No, I don't want to hurt anymore. That's what
you
I want to
don't,
achieve.
You don't want to hurt. But then also you have to think too, like if a patient or if yourself is allergic to tape, kinesiotape is non-latex. So you have that. But then sometimes you'll have to add like a skin prep before you apply the tape if you have really sensitive skin. Or another thing that you can do is you can apply milk of magnesia. So it's good. Yes. So it's good for your innards. You know, it helps coat everything. And it really does work. I've used it on patients before. And it's something that they can get at home to apply themselves. after they've been educated. Like and there's different ways. I mean, there's different tapes out there. Like, you know, there's KT tape that you can buy at Walmart, but do you really know how to apply it? And you have to look at it, and it comes pre-cut too. So all of us are different sizes. So a pre-cut piece isn't really going to work for somebody that's, you know, 6'7" compared to somebody that's 5'2".
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about kinesio tape with Kara Gronenboom, occupational therapist at the Pella Regional Health Center.
So let's say I have pain raising my left arm above my head. Mm-hmm. So what would you do to that? You would stabilize it, and then all of my pain magically goes away?
Or well, they do say, when I went to the class, I've been certified now almost a year, so I went to 3 classes, then you have to take a huge test. Anyways, they do say within about 10 minutes of applying tape, you should have some relief.
No way. That's like magic.
Way. It's crazy. Like, people think I'm crazy with the tape, but it really does work.
And is this tape like duct tape or athletic tape? Or
what? No, it is. I'm showing, Bob. It's just simple. We have aqua blue here. So it's strictly, we have blue, we have pink, we have beige, and black.
Oh, is it sticky on the back? It's sticky.
It's sticky tape. So your kinesio tape is going to stay on 3 to 5 days. You can still shower. You can do everything that you need to do. You just take it off in 3 to 5 days.
It's not going to come off in the shower. It's not going to get all
well. If you're really like an oily or a dry person, then it will, or a hairy person, you might have to shave in certain areas. But it's literally all about.
Oh, it's just not really. I mean, it's just light stickiness.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's lightweight, and you might not even realize that it's on. And you can even tape for constipation.
You can tape for constipation? How does that work?
It helps the bowels move, so your small intestines and your large intestines, and it...
Taping the bowels must be tough.
Yeah, it works.
But what do you tape?
Their stomach.
Your stomach. Okay.
It works.
I don't believe you.
It works. You should call in to Bob and tell him how great tape works.
I can't.
Because I use it on patients a lot.
Well, yeah, I know it must work. I'm just teasing you. It just sounds like magic.
But it works. I don't know how, like, you know, I don't know why Dr. Kazi thought of this or, you know, but he's a chiropractor. And there's, like, a lot of therapists out there that use it.
Well, now, when I first saw it on the Olympics, I just thought it was cool colors and they were being cool and trendy and all that. I didn't imagine it really worked, but it does.
It does.
Well, you wouldn't waste your time if it didn't work. People all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who thought of taping one's tummy for constipation?
Well, Dr. Kazi does all these studies first, and then he sends it out and says, okay, you can use it because it works. So he started all of this. And I've used it on quite a few patients, and it works. And you can tape, as long as their skin, they have good skin, you can tape a 3-month-old child up to 100-and-some-year-old geriatric person. As long as they have good skin integrity. You can't tape over, obviously, wounds if they have DVTs, blood clots. There's certain contraindications and stuff that you have to follow, but you have to know this before applying your tape. So that's why I recommend, like, coming in, like, when you go to therapy or whatever, you should have somebody educated show you how to properly use it, not just go on YouTube for everything, even though it is great.
Well, yeah, you need to talk to somebody. What's your certification did you get again?
So I am a CKTP, so I'm a certified kinesio taping practitioner.
Okay, so you know how to do it. I don't. I can't.
I do.
I just can't guess. And my shoulder hurts, so I'm going to put it on my shoulder.
Because you could cause increased pain. And before you apply tape to anybody, you should do a small sample to make sure they're not allergic, to make sure they can tolerate the tape first.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about kinesio tape with Kara Gronenboom, occupational therapist at the Pella Regional Health Center.
Okay, now you mentioned swelling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got a little swelling on my feet sometimes, my ankles. Will that mm-hmm. help?
Yeah.
How would you do it? Do I need that? Would that
Well, yeah, help? You need different socks too, Bob.
But no, but I mean, what would you do? How would you tape that?
You can tape at like 15%, roll it off, and your swelling, you know.
You can make that go down.
Yes.
There's a lot of older people with swelling in their feet.
Yes. I see it because I'm certified in that too. But there's some people that think, oh, you know, it's swelling. There's nothing they can do for it. Well, there is. It's a light massage. We've talked about this. It's a light mm-hmm. massage. You wear Spandagrip or some type of compression hose, and you're shown how to do a massage, and it doesn't hurt.
The tape is fun.
Yeah.
Do I tape it like an ankle, like when I played football? Or?
No. No. And you don't want it tight because you want to be able to breathe with it. So literally, it's all about how you can do an eye strip, so it's a single piece for swelling, or you can do a fan-like technique.
But how does it stop the swelling? How does just tape on it?
It's a light, so it's literally like I'm massaging your leg for the next 3 to 5 days. So it helps, it lifts that fluid, or your skin, to help that fluid move.
Through my movement it's lifting?
Yes.
Or through how tight it is?
With the tape, how loose it is.
How loose it is.
Yes. Because your lymphatic system is right underneath your skin. So if you have a piece of paper, the width of a piece of paper, and then your width of a penny, your lymphatic system is right underneath there. So that's why you want a light massage, because you don't want a deep massage because it's going to disrupt or ruin your lymphatic system.
Okay, so now I've got to think a little bit deeper. It's not just, there are consequences. If you make the swelling in people's feet or anywhere else, if you make that go away, it's just not the pain or just the unsightliness of it, there's some kind of benefit for your entire system and your overall general health.
Correct. Yes. Because if you get rid of that swelling through either, you know, wearing Spandagrip or using kinesio tape, you're going to have increased movement. It's going to be easier for you to walk, easier for you to get up and down from surfaces. So it's going to make your overall health better.
Okay, so probably everybody over, oh, you're showing me something. Oh.
So that's a fan technique. So that's why you can use.
Okay, so a bunch of different strips along the, I don't know, the long axis of the foot or the mm-hmm. the leg or the arm and the fan technique. And then you've got overlapping ones too for
yep.
different muscles.
Yep. It just depends what you want to do.
Wow.
So that's what I would do for you. Or you can do, I mean, there's different ways. Or you can just do, instead of four, you can just do two.
You just run three or two, mm-hmm. four strips up and down my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool how you do ankles, too. So what kinds of injuries that athletes might have, what should they come in for?
If they have an ankle sprain, sometimes they'll come in, you can apply kinesio tape, and I'm sure physical therapy will help with, because they're in pain, they would give them some exercises. This is just an additional service that we provide here at PRHC for therapy.
Okay, so now let's just say that I work at the assembly line again,
mm-hmm.
and I've got the repetitive motion thing and a sore elbow or carpal tunnel syndrome or something
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm-hmm.
and the tape will help that, and then do I have to wear the tape forever?
You might not have to. Mm-mm. Now, some patients want to buy it, and then they can use it at home because that would be great. And then they learn different techniques that they can do their own taping.
So I don't have to come in all the time. You're going to teach me how to do it.
Yes. Or, you know, if you physically can't apply your own tape, then we would teach your loved ones how to do it for you.
Like there's some older people that might not be able to handle taping their ankles or feet.
Correct, because they can't get down to them.
So you often work with couples to make that happen.
Correct. Or children, because the spouse is not here anymore. Or home health providers.
So there's just a whole bunch of people out there that could be feeling better, improving their overall health, if they would just come in and say, teach me this.
Yep.
With the Kinesio tape.
Correct. And I feel like our staff here at the hospital is really good because they have been educated on how to use tape. So they can put it into their practice on how to apply tape to somebody for whatever reason it is.
And we can look cool.
You can always look cool with tape. But the thing is, you would know how to properly put it on versus somebody that just goes and gets it at Walmart because they think it'll help. Which it will, but you just need to know how to properly put it on.
And it's real. I can't get over the cool colors. It makes me feel like an Olympic volleyball star.
Yeah. We used to have beige, but we decided to liven it up a little.
Yeah. All right. Anything else our listeners should know?
It's crazy, but it truly does work. You just have to properly know how to apply it.
Thanks to Kara Gronenboom for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.